Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, this is Tania Maria Xavier, your host of ColoredPeople.net, a multicultural artistic network. And we are with you today, this Sunday, December 2nd. I can't believe this year is almost over, but we're glad to be alive and we're glad to be here with Beautifully Said Magazine, a magazine that celebrates innovative entrepreneurs and creative artists. The magazine covers upscale articles on entrepreneurship and creative arts, such as poets, authors, spoken word artists, musicians, entertainment, and media. And we have with us the creators of Beautifully Said Magazine, the twin sisters of media, Latasha Lene Taylor and Latricia Lene. Latasha Lene Taylor, get it straight, Tanya Maria, and Latricia Lene McIntosh. And I'd like to welcome Tricia. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. Nice to be here.
Likewise. And Latasha, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here as well. Thank you so much.
Thank you for accepting our invitation. And I'd like to let the listeners know, first of all, that our chat room is open. If you go to blogtalkradio.com/coloredpeople, our chat room is open. So if you have questions for our guests, I see people joining right now. I'd like to thank you for taking your time to be with us today. Also, if you have a question for myself or our beautiful guests, the number to dial is 949-209-2956. This is our line if you wish to speak to us or our guests. Again, the number is 949-209-2956. And I'd like to also mention that this show and all of our shows are sponsored by DaughterNature.com, an online gift store offering gift items to both retailers and consumers. So never pay retail prices again. DaughterNature.com, especially during this holiday season. And also healthroads.net. And if you go to blogtalkradio.com/coloredpeople, you have the links to Beautifully Said Magazine, which is also on our chat in our chat room, and for our sponsors. So here we are with... I'm going to shorten the names because we've known each other for a little while. So we have Asha and Tricia. Yes. And I'd like to start saying that, you know, this show is really geared towards inspiring the listeners because the three of us met before any of this came to fruition, any of this came to being before in 2009, I believe. So ColoredPeople.net did not exist. And Beautifully Said Magazine did not exist. So we're here today, 2 years, 3 years later, celebrating the vision and what we're doing. So I'm going to start with Tricia. And Tricia, I had her on our show in 2009 when she launched Tula Couture, which is her line of jewelry, handmade jewelry. And you can listen to that on our Blog Talk Radio show. But, Tricia, you've written a book, Simply Speaking, and you're on the board of the Foundation for the Future, a nonprofit organization that seeks to empower next-generation young women in leadership. But I'd like to ask you, first of all, what is your role? I know that your co-owner, you and your sister birthed this magazine, but what is your role in the magazine?
Yes, thank you. Co-owner, and I have the privilege of working with my twin sister almost daily, so that's really a blessing for me. And it's different when you're growing up in a household with your siblings and you think you know someone, but working with my sister in business has, I feel it has allowed me to grow not only personally but also business-wise as well. And I embrace her creative gifts, and she embraces mine as well. So together we're able to come together as business owners, as identical twin sisters, and really stay on the path that God has put before us with Beautifully Said magazine. Not for ourselves. When people see us on pictures and things like that, it's not about us. It's about the stories and the healing process and just letting people know that you too can get from this point to this point. And so it's just been a blessing and a wonderful journey to be co-owner of the magazine.
Amen. And your specific duties in the magazine, your role?
Pretty much everything. Wear a lot of hats, just from, you know, the interview process, the media red carpet process, just the overall aspect of the magazine, everything that goes on with the magazine, basically I have my hands on along with my twin sister. So we are full operators of the magazine.
Okay. And Latasha, there's a seminar coming up, Unblocking Blessings. It's an empowerment seminar. We'll talk a little bit about that. But tell us the vision and the birthing of a Beautifully Said magazine and how it came about.
Okay, definitely. Beautifully Said magazine, of course, as you mentioned before, is an online publication for innovative entrepreneurs, creative artists, and then there's everyday lifestyle living. And basically what we want to do with that is to be able to provide a positive outlet for each and every person to be able to read our articles, listen into our interviews, be it if they're in audio formation, and then as well as, you know, look at the media events that we cover. And we are about positive media, being that, you know, we just want someone to be able to be inspired and uplifted, as cliche as that sounds, but that's really what we want people to do when they come to Beautifully Said magazine, is to be inspired to do something that they may have thought about before and just didn't have the tools, resources, or just didn't have that extra pull for them to do so. So that's the whole synopsis of Beautifully Said. Its creation, it originated in 2008, and we started Beautifully Said magazine as a blog, and basically myself and my twin sister, we just did a lot of word by mouth, you know, check out our blog. And we really did it consistently, being that there were a lot of people around this time that were blogging and doing different things in that area. And so we had to continue to see what would set us apart as far as someone wanting to be interested in Beautifully Said magazine. And also I do want to add that we consider Beautifully Said magazine as a gift from God. I do have to say that, because we went in different directions. My sister and I went in different directions, professional career-wise, but we were always creative and into writing and stuff when we grew up. So basically Beautifully Said was given back to us, and it allowed us the opportunity to be able to tap back into the very things that were a part of us as children. And if you look at our bio information, you'll see that we oftentimes will speak on that or will touch upon that. And so with that same sentiment about Beautifully Said being given to us and allowing us to recreate ourselves in that genre, we also want to be able to provide that to somebody else, because we do come across a lot of people who say, you know, I haven't written in 5 years. I haven't done this. I've got back into writing. And to us, that is such a beautiful gift for us to be able to have people's dreams and goals and stuff reignited. And that's pretty much what Beautifully Said has been representative of to a lot of people.
Amen. And we do give honor to God for, you know, it is in Him that we live and move and have our being. So I do thank you for acknowledging our source of what we do. So this question is for Tricia. The transition from your Beautifully Said Blogspot page to the magazine that it is today, how did that transition go, and how, what were some of your challenges with that?
Okay, I like that question. And starting with the blog, you know, it's basically, it was just an outlet for my sister and I to write, being that we love to write, and not even really seeing what it is today, you know, that's how amazing God is. And we were just excited to be able to put content together to share with other individuals and, like, look at our blog. And 2010, you know, God, you know, took it to another direction, another level, and birthed the magazine aspect of Beautifully Said. And from there, you know, doors began to open as far as what the true vision was for it, not for my sister and I to just write and have people just to read the articles, but to allow others to come into existence as far as writing, the rekindling their romance with writing and whatnot, and just interviewing people and hearing their stories to help other people to aspire with their dreams and goals as well. So the transition, it's not always easy. You know, there are challenges, you know, with anything that you do, that you start from the ground up, there are always challenges. But when you have God in the center of everything that you do, it does make the process flow a little bit better. My sister and I, you know, we learn things by trial and error, a lot of things we learned along the way, but it also helps you to be stronger as a person and as a business woman as well.
Amen. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to blogtalkradio.com/coloredpeople. Coloredpeople.net is a multicultural artistic network, and Latasha and Latricia, they are members of our network. They've been there from the start, and that's why this is so special to me as well to have them here today, sharing their vision and being part of my vision and our vision with what we're doing. So, again, if you'd like to call in and speak to us, the number is 949-209-2956. Our chat room is open, and we have Lady 16 with us. Thank you so much for being with us. And we are going to take a quick break, and we will be right back.
All right.
Hi, I'm Harry Elston with the Friends of Distinction, and you are listening to ColoredPeople.net with your host, Tanya Maria.
And we're back. This is Harry Elston with Friends of Distinction. And, you know, when you talk about doors being opened, it is so awesome to see, you know, when we're following a vision and we're following something that we feel it's a calling, how things just flow, you know. And people say, well, you're really lucky, you know, when we reach a certain level of success, which I personally am nowhere near that, you know, I'm working on it. But, you know, people sometimes say, you're so lucky, and they don't realize the hard work that goes behind it and the, you know, and the fact that, you know, when it's a vision and it's something that's birthed in you, it's yours. And no one and nothing can stop you from getting it done. The enemy may try. We may get detoured. We may get detained for a minute. But, you know, it's still going to grow, and it's still going to flourish, and it's still going to do its purpose if we are willing to continue doing what we're doing. So I want to thank you, ladies, for the inspiration that you are.
Thank you.
And it's just the beginning. So I'm going to ask you, Latasha, because, you know, the magazine, of course, you do your interviews, and there are video interviews, and it's really interesting to see how it's evolving and the amazing guests that you've had. My next question to you, Latasha, is what was your first major event? And how did it come about that you covered, the magazine covered?
Basically, I think one of the first major events as far as going outside of the scope of what we do on a localized basis is just being a part of the Stellar Awards. That kind of just put us out there a little bit more to different areas. We already have that interaction, be it on online and so forth, but to actually put the face to some of the correspondence that we do with a lot of people was a really good experience. So I would say the Stellar Awards that we attended on last year, and it was really a wonderful event overall, because that whole event to us stands true to how you treat people is how you'll receive the treatment back. We met a lot of people at that particular award ceremony that we only corresponded with via phone call, email, and to be able to say Beautifully Said Magazine, and you automatically got someone's face that just was, you know, it was a pleasant demeanor that most everyone had there. Oh, Beautifully Said Magazine. So that told us a lot. That spoke volumes for us. And that particular event, the reason why I'm bringing it up is because it allowed us to see that we're touching people in person just as well as we would imagine touching them, you know, like I said, between any other correspondence where you can't physically see someone. And so, and it allowed us to see the impact that Beautifully Said Magazine has on, you know, different people. And I will just say this, even in what I'm saying, it's not about my sister and I. We are there to be a service to other people. We're there to provide quality articles, quality interviews, quality media. And so if we're able to bring that across to anyone that we speak to and that we meet, then we would have done our job, definitely done our job. So the Stellar Awards definitely was one of those events that everybody was like, oh, wow, this is Beautifully Said Magazine. I'm so glad to meet you guys in person. And it just really gave us a good feeling, because it just really told us, okay, well, this is definitely what we are purposed to do. And, again, I say that because sometimes you do. It's a lot of hard work, as you just mentioned, Tanya Maria. It's a lot of hard work in the background. And so when you are in areas or particular functions and that's being said to you, then it's just, it feels good. Overall, it just really does. So the Stellar Awards was definitely one of the eye-opening events that kind of let us know that we're making a difference in some kind of manner.
Absolutely. And while you were talking, first of all, you two ladies are so graceful and so kind.
Thank you.
And you are. And the magazine name, Beautifully Said, it just flows
yeah.
out of your mouth, and it's so soothing. It's a very soothing name, you know. So when people hear it, it's something about that name that is just beautiful.
and this is Asha. Yeah, we like that it's we say that God gave us that name as well, because we were like, okay, people like Beautifully Said. I'm like, I don't think we even thought about that name. It was given to us. And so Beautifully Said, just to sum it up, it's basically, if you're to the left of me, you're to the right of me, in front behind me, I should be able to turn around to you and say something good that's going to support you if I see that you're doing that, you know. And we've got to get out of our own selves and stop thinking that we can't say a kind word to somebody, that we can't support someone, that we can't see that somebody's actually working to achieve their dreams and achieve their goals, and not encourage them to do so. They don't have to be a relative. They don't have to be a friend. But I always say, if you can visually see where someone is going and you see the work that they're putting towards it, give that person a word to say. And so that's Beautifully Said Magazine. It's just telling people or reminding people to say there's always something good to say. There's always something kind to say. And a lot of times, like we said, we say that that's cliche. Oh, we can't always be positive. You can't always say kind things. But think about it. If you can always say negative things, then the flip side, how come we always can't say kind things? So we just want to kind of refuel, rechannel that energy of maybe something that shouldn't be said to let it be beautifully said. And that's pretty much what that stands for. And thank you for saying how soothing it is. We just really want that to be that kind of factor in anybody that's dealing with our online publication. So thank
you. And we have the Healing Artist Studio in our chat room, and the comment.
Right.
Yes, and the comment was made, words have power and names are important. And that's a great reminder, because when we look at the scriptures, you know, names have a meaning, you know, and one's destiny was very much connected with their name. So, you know, you do bring beauty and you do bring quality to what you do. So that is definitely a very fitting name. Now, back to the Stellar Awards. Did you meet Larry Clark there? Is that how you got to book him? And this question is for Tricia.
Yes, we actually did, and it's really nice when you do meet people in their persona. It's just, you know, I would say probably the word soothing as well. You know, oftentimes we see people on television and whatnot, and we're thinking, like, I wonder how that person is. And when you have the same individual be able to translate that same personality in person, it's a blessing. He was really humble, really nice, really down to earth, and that's what it's about. You know, if you have a gift, whether you can sing, draw, whatever the case may be, you know, it's not for you to hoard it to say, look at me, I'm all this, I'm all that. It's basically to just unify with other people and to create this purpose where there's healing and there's encouragement and things like that. So I felt we got that from Mr. Larry Clark, and he was just an awesome soul, beautiful soul to come in contact with.
Latasha, do you have any comments on that?
Basically, I know we're twins, and I can easily say I totally agree, which I do. I totally agree. Yeah, it is a wonderful experience to always be able to see someone in different outlets and then be able to meet them in person. And what we really do with Beautifully Said Magazine, you know, when you're being interviewed, when an interviewee is being asked questions, you know, they hear a lot of the same questions and, you know, a lot of the same topics are brought up. And another one of the things that we like to do is maybe tap into the person's personality. And that means to the people that we're listening to what you're saying. We're reading what you're giving us. What is it about your personality that will allow our readers to know you just like we've come to know that person? And you know, we had the opportunity to maybe speak with them in person or maybe just actually speak to them by phone. And so what we always want to do with that is to transpose that to our readers to make it seem like they were actually in that same room with that person. And then also to be able to ask a question that maybe somebody doesn't know. Make it fun, make it different, make it interesting. We don't like to treat every interview the same way because everybody has different personalities. There's variety. There's various things that people do or they bring to the table. So we always want to kind of just get creative and switch things up a bit and just present a lot of the media or interview coverage that we do and that factor so that everybody else can kind of have fun with it as well. So a lot of the artists, they bring a lot of personality. They bring a lot of sincerity. They bring a lot of humanity as far as what they're doing, what they're working on, how they feel about particular things. And what we're also finding, too, Tanya Maria, that a lot of the creative artists, that's the beauty about Beautifully Said Magazine, a lot of the creative artists, you know, it goes towards entrepreneurship anyway. You have a singer that's working on an organization for boys or girls. Or just there's so many different things that people are working on, and some of us know these things and some of us don't. And so we like to get away from maybe what the regular news is talking about that's just normally out there to kind of dig a little bit deeper into what somebody has to offer. Because, like I said, it's beautifully said, so we've got to have something beautiful come out of the situation and anybody that we speak to.
That's right. You're listening to blogtalkradio.com/coloredpeople. Our network is a multicultural artistic network. You can visit us at coloredpeople.net. And we are here with Beautifully Said Magazine, a magazine that celebrates innovative entrepreneurs and creative artists. And with us, we have Latasha Asha Lachey Taylor, owner and publisher, and Latricia Lene McIntosh, who recently got married. I'm so jealous. No, I'm just kidding.
And I'm so happy.
Well, blessings to you. Now let's take a quick break and we will be right back.
All right. Hello, Beautifully Said listeners. Asha and Tricia Lene here interviewing singer, songwriter, and producer Larry Clark. Welcome to Beautifully Said. Larry, how are you today?
I'm doing well. About yourself?
I'm doing wonderful. Thanks for asking. Now, let's get right to it. You are a direct lineage to one of the greatest gospel families around, the world-famous Clark sisters, Mother Denise Clark, and grandmother, the legendary Dr. Maddie Moss Clark. Was there ever any pressure musically to live up to the Clark name?
Yes, there were times that you would find pressure just because the public had an expectation of a certain level and a certain standard, and you feel it. You know, they make it known, and if you don't meet it,
they will definitely express the shortcoming of that. So, you know, but I take it in stride. I'm very grateful for the opportunity.
Hi, this is Janice B. of Stinky Face Music, and you're tuned into ColorPeople.net on Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us, for your time, which is the greatest blessing that we can have from you, is having your support here, sharing what we're doing. Our guests today are Beautifully Said magazine creators, Latasha and Latricia. We're talking about their journey from the beginning of the magazine as a blog, and it's growing into this wonderful empire that they're going to leave as a legacy to
world. Definitely, yes.
All right. So the little short clip that you heard was, of course, a little bit of the interview with Larry Clark that they met at the Stellar Awards. So my next question to you is, how does the from the start, the booking of your guests before you went into the Stellar Awards, which was your first major event, as you mentioned, but how did the booking of your guests evolve, and you know, from what it was then and what it is now, and what are you looking for, and if somebody wants to be interviewed by you, what's the process? And that question is for Latasha.
Okay, definitely. Booking of the guests, usually in the beginning, as when you start anything, you have to really put yourself out there, because what you're doing, you're letting people know who you are. They're not going to know who you are if you don't physically put yourself out there, if you don't just put yourself out there in any type of other correspondence. So that was the beginning, mainly just telling people who we are, what we're about, why, you know, your artist or person, whether you're a PR person, wants to be interviewed by Beautifully Said magazine. And so we did a lot of that in the very beginning, you know, from like 2008, 2010. And we still have that as well, the turnaround for that, because we're like 4 years and 6 months, I believe, into our online publication and media empire. I'm going to say empire, I received that. Empire is because, you know, the rapport. You know, I believe the bookings that we have, the interviewees that we have, some of them we have multiple times, is because of the relationship that we have either with them particularly or the relationship that we have with their representatives. Like I said before, we like to treat everybody's interview just as their very own interview. This is you. You know, we're going to carve out this particular piece of writing or this particular piece of video or this particular piece of print specifically for you so that everybody else gets who you are. And so we bring that to the table with a lot of people that we do as far as booking the interviews. We convey that to a lot of their representatives, their PR representatives or whoever's in charge of their media events, and we just let them know from the very beginning of the process when we're getting in contact with whoever, we give a level of care that goes all the way through. It filters all the way through from the very beginning conversation or the very beginning email all the way up into us interviewing that person to after post-interview and to us saying, hey, you know, here's your article. They receive the same level of care and attention to detail, and I want to say labor of love, that, you know, we would have, you know, given them in the very beginning. And I say that because it's very important. A lot of times we are very enthusiastic in things that we do in the very beginning, and it depends on how much work is involved. Sometimes with a lot of people, the momentum may start to decline. And so, you know, yes, it's a lot of work behind the scenes. It's a lot of labor of love. And I say that because sometimes you can look at a picture, you can look at print and think that that's all there is, and it's not. So we put a lot of ourselves into making sure that people's articles and interviews are of the utmost quality. And so the bookings, I believe, have evolved, Tanya Marie, from that process, just as far as us caring about them and paying attention to detail and just really enjoying what we do. They've multiplied because we enjoy what we do. People pick up on that. You know, you can tell when somebody's smiling at you on the telephone. You can tell when somebody's just not having a good day.
That's right.
And, you know, each interview is different. Each one is unique. Each personality is different. You have to kind of know how to navigate through them all. You have to be a people person. Above all, you really have to be a people person. So in answering your question, I really believe those characteristics and those qualities that I mentioned are what really allows us to book a lot of the interviews, and also persistence. You have to be persistent and endure. You have to stay in it. That goes back to loving what you do. If you don't love what you do, then when you have to wait, because waiting is not attractive. That's not an attractive trait that a lot of us like to do. Who likes to wait on anything, you know? Right. But if you wait in the process, and actually is what you do in the wait. What are you doing in the wait? What are you doing while you're waiting for something else to transpire? What are you doing while you're waiting on that interview that you really want to come to fruition? What are you doing to until that time comes? And we've had some really wonderful interviews that from the very go we wanted to do right away, but we had to wait. So what did we do in that process? What we did in that process was other interviews that were presented to us, if it was from that same network, we went ahead and did those interviews. And we did those interviews not doing them any less than the interviews that we actually wanted to do. So that's very, very important. We gave those interviews that were presented to us the same attention, our level of detail that we gave to the ones that we really wanted from the very beginning. Because there are some interviews or some interviewees that you just really want to be able to speak with. Oh, I would love to speak to this person here. I would love to speak to that person there. But in the process and in the waiting, if you're presented with something else, you still have to uphold your level of professionalism and character and do those same interviews in the same light. So that really has what has increased our interviewees, them coming back, you know, multiple times. Some people that we spoke to just for the very first time, you know, we just enjoy what we do, and we hope that everybody that interviews with Beautifully Said Magazine, they pick up on that. Most definitely, we really hope that they pick up on that.
And, Tricia, question for you. I'm thinking while your sister was talking about connecting and interviewing and do you have something in place right now where, you know, a lot of times we have shows and that guest is eventually forgotten. It's a show that was done a month or two or three ago, and, you know, and unless you keep in touch with that person or continue promoting or keeping up with what they're doing, do you have something in place where, you know, the guests that you promote, you're still in touch with them on a regular basis, or not necessarily on a regular basis, but do you keep in touch with them? Do you keep that connection alive? How does that work, or what steps are you taking or will you take for that to happen?
Yeah, that's actually a good question. And just kind of touching on some stuff that my sister was speaking about, you know, we consider Beautifully Said Magazine to be family oriented. Therefore, when you come into contact with us, it's just not about us trying to get an interview to be center stage or showstoppers or whatnot. You know, we like to build relationships. We think that's really important. And I just want to go back a little bit to as far as the bookings. And I can recall, you know, setting a goal to get a certain booking for our holiday issue, our first holiday issue, which is really important for December. And not only just to showcase the celebrities, as people probably think that you would, but to just bring people together that already have a platform so that we can reach more people, you know. And so if you have somebody who's out there on television, radio, and whatnot, you know, it's good to partner with people like that and to continue those relationships, because then we can go out into the communities and help other people as well. You know, we're not supposed to get blessings and keep it to ourselves. And so whenever we interview an individual or group, we like to make sure that we express to them that this is a family-oriented business. Therefore, it doesn't stop with just saying, hey, how you doing, what you got going on, your music and whatnot. You know, we like to continue that relationship long after the interview process is over. So, yes, we do keep in contact with the PR people and oftentimes the artist.
Excellent. In chat, we have a comment that when you do what you love and love what you do, it's evident, and so many people feel trapped in their jobs that they don't like just to pay bills. So the compliment to you, ladies, is that you, too, are a power of example. So there you go. You're ready.
All right. Thank you. We'll see that. Thank you.
Yes.
That is from the Healing Artist Studio. And if you're listening to us right now, whether it's live or whether it's via archive, I strongly encourage you to repost, just retweet, pass it forward, pay it forward. You know, we don't ask you for money. We have lots of expenses. Blog Talk Radio is not free. The network is not free. So we're very thankful to our sponsors, healthroads.net and daughternature.com. I ask you to support them, you know. So all we ask is your time. And I thank you, Lady 16, for being in chat with us and the Healing Artist Studio. For those of you listening online, thank you so much for your time. And you know, the greatest strength that we have is one another. You know,
yes,
if we're trying to do everything by ourselves, we don't have as much power as just like with a braid. When you braid hair, it's a lot stronger than just one single strand of hair. So, you know, we have to remember that we cannot be selfish and that we are not here based on our own doing, but based on the collective love and the sharing of other people that helped us get here. So thank you. Thank you for your time. We're going to take a little break. We have music for the show today by Janice B. from Stinky Face Music. And we have music from Hulon. Check out Hulon.com, Hulon.com. And we have music from Kapil, our member that we're trying to connect all the way in India.
All right.
Yes, we're trying to get him on the air with us. So I'm going to share with you Janice B., which is a very fitting song for our show today. Her song is called My Life. We'll be right back.
There's a light fills me up inside, shining through my eyes, guiding me toward my dreams. I will try to put the past aside, let go of my pride, and walk the path that's calling me. If I don't find the way, make a change. At the end of the day, there's only me to blame.
This my life, and I will fly. He's the lesson, he's the blessing, leave the rest behind. It's my dream. I design where the journey's gonna take me in my time. 'Cause it's my life.
I can see where I want to be, learning what I need to take me higher than the sky. I am free to reach my destiny, bring out the best in me, take the world and make it mine. Searching for the signs along the way, and I'm gonna rise no matter what they say.
It's my life, and I will fly. Heed the lesson, keep the blessing, leave the rest behind. It's my dream, and I design where the journey's gonna take me in my time. 'Cause it's my life, I will fly. He's a lesson, he's a blessing, leave the rest behind. It's my dream, and I design where the journey's gonna take me in my time.
Falling, letting go and falling free.
Falling,
taking in the beauty of this life, lifted by the light that I feel inside. Watch me fly,
'cause it's my life, and I will fly. He's a lesson, he's a blessing, leave the rest behind. It's my dream, and I decide where the journey's gonna take me in my time.
Janice B. of Stinky Face Music, and you're tuned into ColorPeople.net on Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Tanya Maria, your host of ColoredPeople.net, a multicultural artistic network. You can connect with us on Facebook at facebook.com/coloredpeople.net. And with us today, we have Beautifully Said Magazine, and we have the beautiful Latasha and Latricia, the visionaries behind this wonderful online publication. And again, I'd like to welcome our guests in chat. We have the Healing Artistic Studio and Lady 16. Thank you for being with us and all of you tuned in to our show today. And my next question is, who are your, I know you do a lot, but you have to have some little elves somewhere back helping you. So, Latasha, can you share with us, you know, we got to give, you know, the props and the credit where it's due. So share with us some of the people that have helped you and help you now with everything that you do, with your videos and your production or et cetera. Who are they?
Yeah, definitely. We have been very fortunate to deal with some wonderful people. I want to say foremost, a lot of people that help us are our inner circle of people that give us the support to continue to do what we do, and that support through a phone call, through prayer, through just even the words that they want to impart to us. Each day is different. Some days more challenging than the next. Some days you just, I'll be very honest, I love to be transparent with everybody because I want people to understand our journey. Some days nothing seems like it's happening, and the other days everything is happening. And so on those days, we have that inner circle of very close friends and family that, like I say, call us up or, you know, send us an email or, you know, pray for us to continue to do what we do. And they constantly remind us, you know, of why we're doing what we do, you know, just to remind us of a little tidbits. So I wanted to mention that first. And, you know, one of the people I do want to mention to call out by name, her name is LaShonda Jackson. She's just a wonderful person that just provides a huge level of support for what we do with Beautifully Said Magazine. In fact, maybe a couple of years ago, she was one of our writers then. She's also an author of several books herself, and it's children's books. So we support each other in everything that we do, and there's so many other people we have, like videographers that we deal with, the PR representative. I also want to say Mentley Inc. is a PR firm located in Houston, Texas. They are very instrumental in a lot of clients that are presented in our online publication for interviews. And I'm just really fortunate that we have such a wonderful working relationship with Mentley Inc. They are a wonderful group of individuals and people, and it's always wonderful to work with someone who understands your vision as well as we understand their vision, and you can collectively work together. So just saying hello to Mentley Inc., and there's Alexis Fly Jones. It's just a lot of wonderful people that we have come in contact with. We have a videographer named Martin. He actually was with us at the red carpet event that we did for Bishop T.D. Jakes' 35th anniversary. And we all traveled to Dallas, and we were just all one big team. And we all went down there with one mission in mind, and that was to provide quality media for our coverage of Bishop T.D. Jakes' 35th anniversary, where we were on the red carpet meeting a lot of wonderful people. So his level of professionalism was very, very instrumental. And that article and that whole video presentation being given to our readers. So those are the people that really make an impact for Beautifully Said Magazine, and we know the importance of what they do. We have some photography that goes along. There's Tierra Marie. She's done a lot of photography for Beautifully Said Magazine, and there's Jada Stone, and then there's Chris Carter. So we have a lot of, and these are young people. I do want to mention, as far as the people that take a lot of our photos, these are young individuals who have that know that photography is the direction that they want to go into. So their level of enthusiasm and their professionalism is just, leaves us in awe sometimes. And each and every last one of them have been on time, which a lot of times people don't, you know, attribute a young person being on time for a lot of things. But I say that because, you know, we've been fortunate enough to have people understand what we do and why we do it and the purpose behind what we do. So, you know, that is transposed to them where they're on board with us too. So each and every person that I just mentioned by name, I do want to say, if you're listening in or you're going to listen in at a later time, we thank you so much for your level of service and your time. Like Tanya Marie, you just said earlier, time is so valuable. So we always constantly remind them that we know that the time is valuable, and we're thankful for each and every last person. I know I didn't mention everybody by name. If I didn't mention you by name, please know that you're in our hearts and minds and that we're speaking of you as well. Even when I'm mentioning what I'm saying right now, you guys are all a part of Beautifully Said Magazine, and we can't do everything that we do if it wasn't for each and every one of you, too. So thank you so much.
That's beautiful. I have a question for both of you. I'm going to ask Tricia, and then I have another question. So obviously I have lots of questions, but I'm saying that to myself so I don't forget that I have two questions that I have to ask you. Tricia, this is a question that I always ask our guests at the beginning of the interview, because I always like to know what their influences were growing up in life. Of course, we have our parents and, you know, family, but what were some of the influences growing up? And this is actually the Healing Artist Studio reminded me to ask you that. You know, who you are today, what are, you know, personally and artistically, what are some of your influences?
Wow, that's a really good question, if I can get candid with that. My twin sister and I, we were born in, just to give you a little bit of history, born in Natchez, Mississippi, but left at 6 months and was raised in Oakland, California, the Bay Area. And with my mom and my father. And so oftentimes when you are not around your biological family, you really don't get to see all the things, all the beautiful things that are passed down from one generation to the next. And my twin sister and I just would be locked in our rooms designing, you know, drawing, painting, putting on talent shows and all these different things. And I can recall one time in a little childlike manner, you know, being funny, comical as always, asking my mom, am I adopted? Because I didn't really see anybody around me doing the same things that I love to do. But once I, you know, found that love and that passion, I just embraced it and started to just study it more. And for me, the major influence for me, and that's why the interview was such a blessing, was Dr. Maya Angelou. Just the different elements from her contributing to the civil rights and just her poetry, her books, her words of wisdom, you know, the legacy that she's going to leave behind when she's no longer here. It's just so many different boxes of her that I look at her, and I looked at her as a child, you know, back in junior high school and high school, and just wanted to just embody that. And so I studied her, and she influenced me to be the person that I am today. And I also want to mention that I didn't start to avidly go to church until I was in high school. So, of course, my most important influence today is God. Without him, I cannot do anything. I wake up in the morning, and I'm like, okay, Lord, this is another day. Thank you for new mercy, new grace. And I ask him to teach me, you know, because a lot of times people look at you, they think you have it all together. You know, each day is different. Teach me how to be an entrepreneur. Teach me how to be this and that. Because I always want to make sure that I follow the path that he has me on so that I can better help other people. I can't operate totally in myself. You know, I have to stay within him if I'm going to make a difference in society and this world. So my most important influence, of course, is God, but people like Dr. Maya Angelou and my twin sister, who's always been there to support me, I will mention those individuals.
Beautifully said. And Latasha, same question to you.
I knew you were going to ask me as well. I figured, I said, well, we're twins. Maybe her answer can kind of be mine. Just kidding. No, actually, my influence early on, I had a lot of instrumental teachers that really saw what it is that, you know, they saw something in me at the time that I didn't even see in myself. And, you know, I had a lot of really, really wonderful teachers growing up. I actually had an elementary teacher named Mrs. Claudia Wright, and I was actually spoiled in that capacity because she kept us fourth, fifth, and sixth grade, so for 3 years. But she was such a thorough teacher, a teacher of all teachers, that when you look at teachers now, I often hold the bar up against a lot of teachers that I see even for my own children now. She just really was really there for her students and really gave you quality education. So that provided a lot of my foundation, you know, and even before that I had a teacher in the second grade, if I can go back like that, who made us write sentences every single day. I'm like, why are we writing sentences every single day? But she did. And, you know, and I was like, this is just crazy. I mean, I think the only time we had a break was like Christmas and Thanksgiving or whatever. But we might have had something then. I just can't remember. But we wrote it every single day. And the writer was always in me, but those little different things pulled it out of me more and, you know, gave me the thought process. And it actually came to me also going fast forward to high school. I had an English teacher. And she actually told me, have you considered writing? And so I didn't hear this before. And I'm like, consider writing, okay. You know, maybe I'll give it some thought. And I know this might not sound good or whatever, but I actually used to write my papers for my English class. My English class was in sixth period. And I used to actually write my paper the period before my English class. And I would still get called up to read my paper in front of the class because the teacher thought that there was some kind of quality to it. So that also made me think, well, maybe I have something there. If I can do something that quickly and it can still be recognized, maybe there is something there. But, yeah, definitely my teachers were very instrumental. Definitely, just as my sister said, I can't do anything without God, you know, each and every day. Like I said, he wakes me up. I know that it's my work is not finished yet, so I look at it in that factor. My family, you know, they provide a lot of influence, just a different variety of personalities. I feed off of that. A lot of my poetry and a lot of my stories have been done just looking at my family members, so they're a huge influence to me as well. And then what I just mentioned was my earlier childhood. And then, of course, God, my influence today as an adult is my children. I have two boys. I have a 13-year-old son who's really – he's a teenager, and I have a five-year-old, so I have a junior high and I have elementary, go figure. But they are my influence because I actually look at them sometimes. I stop and I look at them, and I see a lot of myself in them, and I see the possibilities. I see the things that they focus on. I see the things that they like to do, and I really, because I've learned how to do that now, or I'm still learning, or I'm tapping into the very things that they like to do. Maybe it's something that they do over and over again. Pay attention to that. I want to say that to a lot of the parents that are listening on the line. If you see your children doing something repetitively or just always looking at something or doing something, pay attention to that because that can very well be the thing that they want to become in the future. So my children now are major influences to me because I know you mentioned the word legacy before, Tanya Maria. I really want to leave a legacy for my children. I want them to be able to have the opportunity to see their mother do something that she totally loved to do. That's very, very important. A lot of times, a lot of us as adults, we've seen our parents work jobs that they've come home to complain about, that they've had headaches from, that they said, oh, this job is getting on my nerves. And that's not really leaving our children with a good taste in their mouth. That's not leaving them with a legacy. So the gift that I can give to my children is to be able to talk to them about something that I totally love to do, and they can see the excitement in my face. They can hear it in my voice, or they can actually witness what it is that I do, because sometimes when it's feasible, I'll bring them along with me. And so that way, the legacy in that is for them to be able to say years down the line, you know, oh, I remember my mom interviewed so-and-so, and this is what my mom totally loved to do. And
right.
I always would try to say this little saying, and I'll be done with that, that it's very important. I can't leave my high heels that I wear in the closet and think that that's going to, you know, just allow my children to move forward. I've got to give them more than that. And so I can't give them, you know, material things are just not going to cut it. They're just not going to do it. So I have to leave them with the words. I have to leave them with the example. I have to leave them with the mistakes. You know, I have to give them all of that. And so I have to give them all of that so that they'll be able to be equipped when they get to a certain age to be able to move forward as well. So definitely they're major influences because I live to leave a legacy for them as well. And they're young boys, and I've already declared that they will be great men.
That's right. Latasha Asha Lachey Taylor and Latricia Lane McIntosh from Beautifully Said magazine. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Celebrated poet, memorist, novelist, educator, dramatist, producer, actress, historian, filmmaker, and civil rights activist. How does one third serve in that capacity without serving into their own ego when one has acquired or wished to acquire your level of success?
Well, I realize that I didn't get here by myself. I'm a child of God, and that's a blessing. So because I have the blessing of God and the knowledge that I have no modesty. Modesty is a learned affectation, and it's people are just fooling themselves and trying to fool other people when they say, "Oh me, oh I'm modest, I can't do this." I have no modesty. I have humility. Humility came from inside out. It says someone was here before me. Someone has already paid for me. I have the responsibility to pay for someone else who is yet to come. And so there's no room in there for ego. I'm grateful to God, and I'm grateful to all my people who have helped me in all the ways they've helped me. The teachers, the preachers, the rabbis, the priests, the imams, everybody has helped me. I'm grateful. And I try to help somebody else as often as I can.
And that was the voice of Dr. Maya Angelou. And I'm sure that was one of the greatest times and blessings of the many guests that this magazine has had. And we're going to take another quick break. We're playing Alphonse Mouzon from the wonderful band from the 70s, Weather Report, with Wayne Shorter. He was a guest of ours and a member of our network, another wonderful, faithful believer in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that song is Happiness is Loving You.
Beautifully Said magazine. Did this song sound a little distorted to you?
No, actually, it sounded perfectly to me.
Okay, because it sounded a little distorted to me, but I wasn't sure. So anyway, Maya Angelou, Dr. Maya Angelou, what a awesome experience. This is really, a major event for the magazine and a testament of the quality of what you do, because I'm sure Dr. Maya Angelou would not accept to be a part of something that she did not believe in. As a matter of fact, your interview, as you know, is on her website, and I just think it's fabulous. So tell me, Latricia,
yes.
How did booking Dr. Maya Angelou come about?
Ooh, okay, here we go. just from the piggyback from what I was mentioning earlier as far as influences, and I do want to add in really quick, if I may, not trying to leave anybody out. Of course, family, like my sister said, and you know the amazing support I get from my husband and my son, who is 17 years old, and you know, without them supporting me, I would not be able to stay up long hours and to travel and things like that. So I just want to mention that first and foremost. But with Dr. Maya Angelou, just having her as my distant mentor, I always call her that, you know, from back when I was in junior high school and high school and reading her books and whatnot and just studying her. And not ever imagining one day that I would have the opportunity to speak to her. And just speaking it out into existence, this is an individual that I want to meet, that before I leave this earth, before she leaves this earth, I feel like I need to talk to this individual. And not only that, you know, allow her to have something to say to other people as well so they can feel like they can relate to what it is that she has to say and just putting it out there. You know, first, of course, thinking about it and, you know, talking to my sister about it, you know, working together to get it done, reaching out and making contacts. And I also want to mention, Tanya Maria, that the process was not a quick process. You know, there was a waiting period, you know, because Dr. Maya Angelou, you know, even with her being 84 years old, she still has a schedule where she still likes to work. You know, she likes to travel. It may not be extensive, you know, like it was in the past, but it's still there, and that's also a blessing and something to aspire to do as far as working at, you know, whatever you want to do, no matter how old you are. And so it was a process, and we were patient. You know, the rapport was there. You know, we communicated with her office, and they would communicate with us. And then all of a sudden, one day, it just all came together, and we got that email first, and then we got that phone call. And, you know, we got the phone call. It was basically schedule the interview with Dr. Maya Angelou, and we were ecstatic and excited, you know. So it will always be one of the most prolific interviews, you know, for Beautifully Said magazine. And it also heightened, you know, our magazine as well. You know, she was
absolutely
so gracious and kind,
absolutely,
and sharing her information with her readers, her followers, and things like that, you know, to say, hey, I was in this magazine. And like you said before, Tanya Maria, she doesn't just do interviews with anybody. That's a testament to God, you know, of the work that we're doing. It's not about us. It's about giving glory and honor to God. And because of him, we were able to speak to somebody that we have read about in the past. And when you played the excerpt back, all I kept thinking about was the word history. And so that when our sons and our daughters and our family members, they look back on that time, they can say, my mom and my aunt, they made history. And that's what I want people to look at and to understand, that whatever you put your mind to, no matter what it is, trust God that it could be done.
That's right. What an inspiration, ladies
yes,
and gentlemen. All right. Okay. I'm speechless here, and that's not good, but Beautifully Said magazine, you can visit them online, and the website is beautifully, and then the letter S, as in said, magazine.com. Beautifully, as in said, magazine.com. I want to ask you ladies about advertising on your site. Folks that are listening, artists, companies, other advertising companies or what have you, people that are interested in advertising with you, tell us, do you have some kind of a screening process? Do you choose who you want to allow to advertise, and how do they contact you for not only advertising but also for interviews? And this question is for Latasha.
Okay, definitely. We would love to have to be able to service the business needs of individuals or groups with Beautifully Said Magazine. The only thing, as far as you know, like you said, the screening process, we just, because it has to hold true to the brand that we have, which is Beautifully Said Positive Media. So if it incorporates positive media, if it's a service to inspire, uplift, help someone in any kind of way, then definitely we welcome the business of those entrepreneurs and creative artists and, you know, everyday lifestyle living people that actually have something to be able to provide to someone else. And so the ways that they can do that, our online magazine site, we have certain avenues where they can advertise. We have the actual magazine site sidebar. We have within the content of an article that you can see the advertising information. There's also our homepage information. We have our resources with just our subscribers, just letting them know of who you are and your business. We are very visible on Facebook. We put a lot of information on Facebook, on Twitter. You can also find us on LinkedIn. We connect with you on LinkedIn as well. So we really utilize all of our social media outlets alongside the magazine site. So anybody that's interested in advertising with Beautifully Said Magazine, then you know that you'll get full coverage or scope of coverage contingent upon whatever it is that you're looking for and what we're able to provide to you. And you can reach us if you're interested in advertising with Beautifully Said Magazine. You can actually send us an email, and the email address is info@beautifullysaidmagazine.com. And I'm going to repeat that again. It's info@beautifullysmagazine.com. And you can also use that same email address if there's anyone interested that may be PR representatives and so forth. If you actually represent someone who you know story has to be heard, or they have something that you know would fit into the makeup of Beautifully Said Magazine, we do welcome you at this time to go ahead and send us an email to that same email address as well. And we would love to hear from you. And definitely we are a business that does get in contact with people that do reach us, because we don't take that lightly. We know what it feels like to be on the sending end, so we always are very, are very aware of those who send us information as well. But, yeah, definitely, you know, we would love to have you be a part of Beautifully Said Magazine, so definitely we look forward to hearing from you. And I just want to say, whoever's listening on the line and the people that are in the chat room, I know Tanya Maria has been saying it, we thank you so much for just being a part of our interview on today, and we hope that, you know, the information that we gave or the things that we spoke of, we hope that it helped you or someone else in some form or fashion. And we just welcome you to continue to follow us and to, you know, to continue to support us, because we're going to work as hard as we can to keep giving you quality media, quality stories, and so forth. So thank you so much. And so, yeah.
Thank you. You're listening to blogtalkradio.com/coloredpeople. And you can stop by our main page at coloredpeople.net. Also in line with Beautifully Said Magazine, we are a family-oriented network. And because I promote our members, I also like to make sure that our members are quality members and they're doing positive and empowering things. So if you are an artist and you feel that you would be an asset to what we're doing and an asset to what Beautifully Said Magazine is doing, and you want to be involved with our efforts and our vision and in helping you with your positive vision, just reach out to us. Our email is info@coloredpeople.net, and you would have to contact us to be invited. You cannot just join our network. You have to get an invitation from either one of our members or from myself. And let's take another quick break, and we will be right back.
Hey there, this is Big Trigger, the host and producer of Spotlight on Jazz and Poetry, and you are currently listening to ColorPeople.net, a multicultural artistic network.
From India, and what you heard is The Journey, a Romantic Blues. He is called the Guitar Monk, and we're looking forward to having him on the show. I'm using Skype to broadcast today and for the very first time, so I always wonder if the sound quality is good. So Latricia and Latasha, did that song sound distorted to you, or was it okay?
It sounded perfect. I was really in the ambiance of the song. This is Asha. Really great.
Awesome. All right. We're looking forward to having him join us all the way from India. That will be the very first time we will have an international guest.
So stay tuned. And speaking of guests, on December 16th, we have Mrs. Castine. She is an Emmy Award producer, and she's a director, and her latest creation, her latest project is Saudade, a short film, and we're looking forward to having her with us. She is in Southern California. So that's December 16th. Stay tuned. Sign up for our blog. You can go to coloredpeople.net and click on the tab that says Tanya Maria's blog and sign up for the blog to be notified as to when we have shows. And we will not sell your email address and we will not spam you, so go ahead and sign up. And, okay, this show is coming to an end. I just wanted to ask the ladies to briefly talk about the seminar that's coming up, Unblock Blessings, the Empowerment Seminar, and tell us what you're doing on a personal level. I'm going to start with Latasha. If you could briefly tell us about the seminar and what you're doing on a personal level, and then Tricia. Go ahead, Latasha.
Okay, definitely. Beautiful Said Magazine will be hosting a teleseminar, and it's going to be on this coming Tuesday, which is going to be December 4th, where's my mind? December 4th, and it's 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, and we're teaming up with motivational speaker Sabrina Jackson Gandy, and actually it's an empowerment telephone call. You can go ahead and register, and you can actually go to our website information under our events. We have it listed there on our homepage of Beautifully Said Magazine. You can go there. But it's an empowerment phone call. It's just for an hour, and we're going to stick strictly to the hour, so we're not going to go over. But it's to allow people to tap into their passion and their gifts, which are the things that were very instrumental in where we are today and where we're continuing to go. So we just want people to continue to be a part of that journey, and we're just going to untap some information as far as maybe what's holding people back from not fulfilling their goals or their dreams, and be it if it's their surroundings, or maybe they're just kind of maybe start to realize that they're around a little bit too much negativity. We just want to be able to provide this wonderful teleseminar to go ahead and just bring people to their passion and to their gifts. So we're very excited about the teleseminar. Again, it's December 4th. It's just coming Tuesday, 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. And then as far as what we're working on now, more so on a personal level, we're also a part of the I Am Pearl monologue. It's actually a book that was written by an author, Winter Patterson. And actually, Latricia, Lene, and myself are going to be acting in this particular monologue. So we're very, very excited about that. It's going to be on this coming Friday, December the 7th, and it's from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. It is in the Houston area. So if anybody that's listening in to this Blog Talk Radio segment and you happen to be in the Houston area, we have all of the information on our Facebook page. We have it on our magazine site as well. Again, it's called the I Am Pearl Monologue, and it's just going to be a wonderful ensemble of women. It's inspirational based. It's going to be spoken word, music, poetry, all of that. So it's going to be a really great time. And location-wise, it's going to be at the Higher D Theater, which is affiliated with the Higher Dimension Church, and it's located on Bissonnette. But to get the specific address and information, you guys can go onto our Facebook page or our magazine site. So we hope to see you all there.
All right. And Tricia, what's happening with you on a personal level?
Yes, and thank you, Asha. She summed it up really nicely as far as the business and whatnot, so appreciate that. Personal level, I always, people, I want to say, which is really important for me to say, because I want people to understand it and to get it. I will say one thing in regards to this teleseminar. We have to change the mindsets of individuals because a lot of people are afraid to invest in themselves. A lot of people don't appraise themselves high enough. And I feel like when you're given a platform, you're obligated to give back to others and to help them to get from point A to point B. So I just wanted to make sure that I mentioned that. But aside from doing the magazine and the book and whatnot, I just love my downtime with my family. And I realize when you're building a business from the ground up and you're wearing multiple hats and you have to be here, there, and everywhere, you know, you have to keep God first and family second, because you can get lost, you know, in translation with all of that. And so personally, I just want to spend more time with my family. I'm looking forward to 2013 to travel more and just to go on that journey, you know, with my family. My son is going to be a senior in 2013, and I'm going to be teary-eyed, so you guys please pray for me. And just so many wonderful things, you know, that are coming up, and just, you know, being the best person that I can be. I want to mention on a personal note, and I hope I'm answering your question fully, is that we don't oftentimes spend enough time with ourselves as far as branding ourselves. We think about the word brand. We think about a business. And the brand starts with the individual. And one of the quotes that I had from my book, my first published book, and I told my son this a while back, and I say a name without character is just a name, but a name with character is a brand. And so whatever you're doing, whether it's in your personal life or your business life, just represent the best you and stay truthful to yourself. So personally, Ty Maria, I'm just trying to grow and be a better person and just try to be pleasing unto God. And that's pretty much it for me.
Amen. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're coming to a close. Do you have, I just want any final comments from you ladies, and I will play one song by Hugh Lawn by his latest album called After Hours, and the name of the song is You Are Beautiful, and I dedicate the song to all the beautiful people out there, starting with our guests from Beautifully Said magazine.
Thank you.
But before we close out, I'd like to thank again all our guests in chat and Spotlight on Jazz and Poetry. Clay Corley, he just texted me here saying that he missed the show, but he's always a great supporter. So the Spotlight on Jazz and Poetry, you can tune in at sojpradio.com. Spotlight on Jazz and Poetry, fabulous productions. And he is like a walking encyclopedia when it comes to jazz. So if you like jazz and poetry, please tune in, Spotlight on Jazz and Poetry. I'd like to thank our guests for your time. And just briefly, I'd like Tricia to have your final thoughts, and then Latasha, and then we are not saying goodbye, but we're saying see you later. So, Tricia?
I just want to thank you for having us on the show today. It's always a blessing when someone reaches out to you. And my sister and I, you know, we always want to make ourselves available to those who also extend that same hospitality to us. So I just want to say thank you for having us on today. And we hope that our words can influence and inspire someone on today.
Thank you, too. And Latasha?
Yes, I do want to thank you, Tanya Maria, for having us on your show. And it was a pleasure to be able to speak with you and be interviewed by you at the different twists. We're always asking questions, so it's fun to be able to answer questions on the line. And to the listeners and everybody that tuned in to the segment, again, we thank you so much, and we hope that there was something that you could take away from our speaking on today. And I just want to say, whoever's listening, that the journey may be hard, it may be long, the wait, again, may not be attractive, but please find a way to be able to live the purpose that you've been given, to follow your passion. It is such a wonderful experience. I don't know. I know Beautifully Said is part of my purpose and journey. I don't know if it's all of it, so sometimes I have to quiet myself and allow God to tell me that. But just tap into that, because there's such a level of peace to that. And so I want that for each and every person that's listening in, or you just be able to give that to somebody else who didn't have the opportunity to listen. Just really do it. Really go after something that you love to do. I don't care if you give yourself 5 minutes to do what you love to do, please give yourself that 5 minutes. You deserve to give yourself that, and that's what I want to leave to each and every person that's on this line on today, just to be able to do that. And again, thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you. And Lady 16 from WDGP Radio, thank you for your support. You are very much appreciated. And this show will be available via iTunes. So just look for Colored People Network on iTunes. Thank you for retweeting, for reposting, for re-everything on the show and all of our shows. And my name is Tanya Maria Xavier, or Tanya Maria Xavier, as we say it in Brazil. And I leave you with Hulon, After Hours album, You Are Beautiful. But before that, just another little promo, and I wish you a wonderful evening, and be back December 16th to join us again with Mrs. Christine, the Emmy Award-winning producer and director. Thank you so much, ladies. Thank you, everybody. Good night.
Hi, everybody. My name is Jotham. I'm a member of ColoredPeople.net. Bonjour tout le monde. Je m'appelle Jotham. Je suis membre des gens de couleur de ColoredPeople.net.